So this is Shelby, and she's number 869. So can you tell me the story, please?
Okay, there was once a little boy walking to the store. And he saw some cookies. And he tried to grab a cookie. And then when he tried to grab the cookie box, all the boxes fell. And then the store manager came and got really mad at him. The end. Okay. There was once an elephant with some balls and a giraffe. The elephant's ball fell into the water, and the giraffe had his hand out, almost ready to get it. And the elephant's hands are almost covering her eyes, and the giraffe is swimming in the water trying to get her ball back for her. And he swims back, gives her ball to her, and she's smiling, very happy, and she's very happy that he got her ball back. And then it looks like she wants to kiss him at the very end, and he's... It was funny. The elephant and the giraffe saw a swimming pool and was standing there. The elephant was going to run and jump into the pool. The elephant slips on the water on the side. She falls down and hurts her knee. She starts crying and the lifeguard comes. He gives her a bandage. He helps her walk to the bench. Then he points to the side, no running. And she looks like she's done something wrong. The end. Okay. There was a giraffe and an elephant, and the giraffe's holding an airplane in his hand. The elephant has her eyes wide open, and the giraffe is sticking out his tongue on the side of his face, playing with his plate and showing her. She takes it right out of his hands and goes like this and looks at it. And she drops it into the water. The giraffe gets kind of angry with the elephant because she dropped the airplane in the water. They get the lifeguard, and the lifeguard comes and he looks at the plane in the water. The elephant asks him nicely to get the plane out of the water for her friend. The lifeguard tries to get it, but he can't reach it. The lifeguard says, "I can't reach it." And then a nice lady elephant comes with a net. She gets the plane out of the water. She gives it back to the little giraffe. And then he's happy again. The end.
Well, tell me this story.
Okay. There was a bunny who was playing with a shovel, and then another bunny came. The other bunny asks if he could play with him and help him build a sandcastle. And she says yes, and then he tries to dump the bucket on the sandcastle. It breaks her sandcastle. she cries because she's trying to get it back up and it's all broken. The end.
Okay.
There was a bunny who's walking with a picnic basket, and the other bunny says hi. The bunny and the other bunny take their picnic baskets and go find a nice spot on the ground. They eat their lunch, and one of the bunny has eaten very, very fast, and now he's got a stomachache. He feels really dizzy. The other bunny goes to get a doctor bunny, and she says, come here, my friend's not feeling so good. And so she pulls her until she gets there. And she takes her thermometer out of her bucket, and she checks his temperature. Mm-hmm. And then he's all better, and she's walking off with him. The end. There was a bunny with a balloon and a wagon pulling, and she says hi to her friend. Her friend wants to see the balloon, so he puts his hand out ready to grab her balloon. He tries to untie her balloon. He unties it and he lets go by accident, and the balloon flies up into the sky. It flies up so high that the girl whose balloon that belonged to rose too high up to the sky to get it, and then she's getting really mad at him. The other guy sees another Mr. Balloon guy, and he has a whole bunch of balloons. And he thinks, oh, well, I should go get my friend another balloon. And he says, one balloon, please. And he looks in his pockets, and he doesn't have any money. And it says on a balloon, balloons, 5 cents. His girl, the girl bunny comes and looks at the balloons. Then the other bunny goes running to a lady bunny and asks her for 5 cents. And then the lady pays 10 cents because 5 plus 5 equals 10 for both of them to have a balloon. Mm. Then they were both happy because they had got balloons. The end.